Liberty Report, where we bring you the latest news about the assault on Western Christian civilization. In a world where traditional values of our ancestors are under attack and the deeply rooted Christian man or woman are in the minority, it is time to hold up the banner of Jesus Christ with bravery and courage. Your hosts for the program are Pastor Thomas Robb and Mrs. Rachel Pendergraph, and they are sending a warning and serving as watchmen on the wall, but also bringing a message of hope and deliverance. Thank you, and enjoy the program.
Thank you. This is Thomas Robb at the Global Minority Report. We are going to get started right now, but I'll tell you what we're going to do first. We are going to listen to a beautiful song that you are all familiar with. It's none other than the great, Amazing Grace. Song Amazing Grace. Now listen, we appreciate you listening to our program today. It looks like our nation has been given another year of grace by our wonderful and gracious and kind Heavenly Father. We are still here. It's 2009 now. Who would have ever thought this was going to happen? It wasn't just a few years ago and we thought the world was going to come apart with the Y2K, but it's still here. 9 years later, we're still going on. Things are still getting bad, however. In this country, things are not improving. We are a nation that appears to have turned our back totally, 100%, completely away from our God, who has been, I might say, has been very, very gracious to us ever since the time that our forefathers first set their foot on Plymouth Rock and came to this wilderness and brought with them the gospel of Jesus Christ, and settled this land. We have been under the wonderful grace of Jesus Christ, and we have been a Christian people, have sought and worked hard to serve Him, and we helped conquer this continent in His name. And yet now, today, it seems that we have turned our back against Him, and we are suffering, or we're going to continue to suffer, it appears like anyway, because of our sin and because of our folly. It reminds me of a scripture that I'm sure that you may be familiar with, perhaps not. If not, then you need to turn to your Bibles, Isaiah 1, chapter 1, that is, verse 2 through 4. Listen to very carefully as God reaches down into our generation today, just like he did to our forefathers many hundreds and thousands of years ago. He now speaks to this generation the very same words of warning. Isaiah chapter 1, verse 2 through 4. Heaven and earth, listen, because the Lord is speaking. I raised my children and helped them grow up, but they have turned against me. He says, an ox knows its master, and a donkey knows where its owner feeds it. But the people of Israel, talking about us, our people, do not know me. My people do not understand. If that isn't the truth, how foolish we have become. In verse 4, it says, how terrible. Israel is a nation of sin, a people loaded down with guilt, a group of children doing evil. Children who are full of evil. They have left the Lord. They hate God. The Holy One of Israel have turned away from him as if he were a stranger. Unquote. Isaiah chapter 1 verse 2 through 4. If this doesn't explain what's happening in this nation today, who would have ever thought that we are a nation that have turned against our own people? This government, and I love this. I love our nation. I love our government. I love the Constitution and the Declaration of Independence. But there's something wrong with those people who are today in power. Something is wrong with them. It reminds me of the old sheriff who took over the town, the western town, and he was a bad guy. And John Wayne or some good guy had to come and oust him out. Well, that has happened to our nation today. We are a nation of turning against God. We are a nation that is promoting same-sex marriages. We are a nation that is losing jobs right and left, and yet we're bringing foreign workers. In the month of November, we lost 533,000 jobs, and yet the government brought in 140,000 workers. Why did they bring in these foreign workers? It's because, my friends, we are under judgment. During a year of 2007, we lost 744,531 jobs, according to the government statistics. And yet, during that same year, we brought in hundreds and thousands of foreign workers and have given over 900,000 foreign worker permits. It just doesn't make sense why we are doing these things. Well, anyway, now we have a president, President Barack Obama, Barack Hussein Obama. I'm saying Hussein purposely because we're not supposed to say Hussein. We're told by the liberal left, you can't say that because if you're just trying to say that, it means you're trying to imply he has some type of Muslim background. Well, yes, I am. Excuse me, I'm apologizing to no one. Barack Hussein Obama has now committed himself to promote the homosexual agenda. Well, Rachel, we are here. What do you? We're going to talk with Rachel a little bit about these things. And so, Rachel, let's get started.
Well, I certainly do agree with you, Pastor Rob. The Lord has been very gracious to us in the wonderful years of prosperity that this country has enjoyed for several hundred years. But like you, I do feel that America is heading down a slippery slope. And I think it's very evident with the election of Barack Hussein Obama, as you refer to him, in that he is a man who willingly will go against the very testimony and beliefs of our Christian heritage and traditions and against the teachings of Jesus Christ himself. And furthermore, I think it's very dangerous because he is a wolf in sheep's clothing, especially with his working with the Pastor Rick Warren, the author of The Purpose-Driven Life. He has emboldened a lot of people who perhaps thought that here we have this very liberal, you know, president, and yet now he's reaching out to the evangelical community, and everyone wants to give him accolades and pat him on the back for reaching out to Christians, and yet You know, it's, to me, it's very evident that it's a ploy, because at the same time, Barack Obama still wants to pass heightened hate crime legislation, which is going to drive directly into the heart of the Christian community who wants to speak out against the abomination of homosexuality.
Now, Rachel, you're not saying things because he's a Democrat.
No,
so
I'm
you're not like taking partisan issue. He's a Democrat, so he's bad.
No, I'm taking things that he himself
morally
states on his Barack, you know, Obama for President website, things that he himself is for.
So this is a moral stance,
absolutely,
not a political stance.
Absolutely.
Because there's Republicans that basically support Barack Obama.
Absolutely. And, you know, his moral background is very dismal. The things that he has in store for America is very scary. He wants to pass the Matthew Shepard Act to, like I said, you know, make hate crime legislation driven into the heart of the Christian community. He wants to, you know, little elderly, you know, men and women who perhaps have a extra room in their house that they want to rent out, they no longer will be allowed to, you know, select the people they want to rent.
Because
you know,
they're Christian people.
If they want a Christian, you know, this 80-year-old grandma wants a Christian woman to come in and rent her home, and a homosexual couple says they want to rent that, and she's a little leery about it, well, now, you know, if this law is passed, you know, she can be hauled up in front of a judge.
She'll be a criminal.
And be called and convicted criminal because she does not want to rent to a homosexual couple. Preachers, like is happening in Canada, could be hauled before the courts for hate crime convictions because they speak out against homosexuality. He wants to work against the passage of DOMA, the Defense of Marriage Act, that 33 states in the United States so far have signed on to. He wants to get rid of that. He is thoroughly against everything that Christian people have fought for years for in this country. And the things that helped hold and prop America up is one of the greatest nations on earth. It's Christian Foundation. And he wants, with one swipe of his pen in his presidential office, wants to undo hundreds of years of Christian tradition in this country. And it's frightening. It's absolutely terrifying.
Well, and he's bringing a bunch of people on board with him to engage in the various schemes. And I think one of the people that people are really concerned with is Rahm Emanuel, who is supposedly going to be his White House chief of staff. And this man has dual citizenship with Israel, and that should cause an alarm. But I don't even hear Fox News talk about this alarming situation where he is going to be a spokesman for Israel, a false state of Israel, a false nation of Israel, and for America. Well, Rachel, listen, we got a lot we can talk about, but we are out of time. We want everybody to be sure to listen in again next week, same time, and write us a letter and give us call letters of this radio station. Thank you for listening.
You have been listening to the Global Minority Report, coming to you from the Christian Revival Center of Northwest Arkansas. For a sample copy of the Torch newsletter published by Thomas Robb Ministries, please write to P.O. Box 354, Bergman, Arkansas, 72615. You can also check out our website, www.globalminorityreport.com. This broadcast is made possible by your tithes and offerings. Thank you again for listening, and remember, the Bible says to love your God and to love your people.